throwing that idea out here while I'm at it, isn't that interesting? I don't know exactly what moment we are. I don't know the foundation is taking place.
Thank you. Well, good evening. And it's a great delight to see so many of you here this evening. And I would like to welcome you here on behalf of the Kirkgate and Park Churches Together for this evening, joint evening of praise. We hope that this is going to be the first of many such ventures. This evening, I'm going to start things off by not using a prayer of my own, but I'm going to recite a prayer from St. Francis of Assisi, which I think is most appropriate in the situation that we are in at the moment. So I'm going to ask us all to join our hearts together in prayer. Let us pray. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who is, who was, and who is to come. Let us praise and glorify him forever. You are worthy, Lord our God, to receive praise and glory, honor and blessing. Let us praise and glorify him forever. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive divine power, wisdom, and strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Let us praise and glorify him forever. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Let us praise and glorify him forever. Praise our God, all you his servants. Honor him, you who fear God, small and great. Let us praise and glorify him forever. Let heaven and earth praise your glory. All creatures in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, the sea, and everything in it. Let us praise and glorify him forever. Amen. Just before we start, as one practical point, could I ask the speakers to use this microphone here, if you can manage to hurdle in some cases. So please don't injure yourself, because the church doesn't want to be sued. So, as it said in the prayer of St. Francis, let us praise and glorify him forever.
We begin with a relatively modern hymn written in 1987. People either love it or hate it. If you love it, it's a good start to the night. If you hate it, at least it's over early. And please don't go away. We'll stand to sing for most of our hymns tonight. So let's now stand to sing our first hymn, Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Jesus, light of the world, This version of The Lord's My Shepherd was penned by Stuart Townend, who has been described as one of the most significant songwriters in the whole international Christian music field. He has performed all over the world at conferences and festivals and has featured regularly on the BBC's Songs of Praise. Let's stand to sing The Lord's My Shepherd.
Was written by Isaac Watt in 1719. The hymn is rooted in Psalm 72, which he paraphrased, but unlike his contemporaries, he was not afraid to depart from the text and introduce Jesus into part of the Old Testament. This version was produced by Keith and Kristen Getty earlier this year for their global hymn sing and was sung here in Kirkgate. It introduces a short chorus which we may be unfamiliar with, but you'll soon pick it up. The words will appear on the screen along with the backing track video. Let's stand to sing Jesus Shall Reign. There are several beautiful hymns based on Psalm 139. This is a particularly beautiful one written by hymn writer Bernadette Farrell, one of the most beloved contemporary composers of music for worship on both sides of the Atlantic. Let's remain seated as we sing, O God, you search me and you know me.
Park Church choir will now sing, "Bless the Lord, O my soul."
Our next hymn, "These Alone Are Enough," was written by Dan Shute, a Jesuit who has composed Catholic liturgical music and contemporary Christian songs, the best known of which we all know is "I, the Lord of Sea and Sky." This song first appeared on his album, "Walking the Sacred Path." Let us stand to sing, "These Alone Are Enough."
Thank you. The one who bore the crown of thorns on the cross is now crowned with many crowns as the Prince of Heaven. Each crown in this hymn recognises some aspect of Christ's person or ministry. The version we're about to sing is by Chris Tomlin, an American contemporary Christian music artist born in 1972, and features the familiar and well-known tune to the verses. But, as is often the case with modern artists, a short chorus has been added with some different melodies. Let's sing along to the video with Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Crown him with many crowns, the love upon his throne.
This version of John Newton's hymn is once again the work of Chris Tomlin, along with Louis Geglio. They retained the first, second, fourth, and sixth stanzas and added the refrain. "My chains fell off" could allude to Newton's former employment, or more likely to the way that modern life can enslave us. This is a very personal hymn, Amazing Grace.
Thank you. Welsh travelling preacher William Williams travelled over 100,000 miles on foot and on horseback. He uses vivid symbolic biblical imagery from the 40 years of the Israelites in the wilderness to create this hymn on seeking guidance in our daily lives, and appropriately rousing him to finish with, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah."
Go from here with a song of praise on your lips, a shout of joy in your heart, and delighting in God's grace. Go in joy and peace, and may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with each one of you and those who you love, near and far away, now and always. Amen.